حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامن برکات ہو، دامن اللہ فیوز ہو، کہ کلام سے پیش قسمت ہے جن کا موضوع ہے، جو عارفانہ عاشقانہ درد دل ہے، جن کا موضوع ہے سکون دل در مجلس اہل دل.
سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب، جدھر بھی جاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب، جدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غمیں جانو دل سناؤ، کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤ، کسے غم جان و دل سناؤ، کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤ، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب، جدھر بھی جاؤ کسے غمیں جانو دل سناؤ، کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤ. یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا گے، وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے، وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤ، پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤ. یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے، وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤ، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب، جدھر بھی جاؤ کسے غمیں جانو دل سناؤ، کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤ، سوائے تیرے. یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا، غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا، غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤ، غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤ. یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا، غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤ، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یا رب، جدھر بھی جاؤ کسے غمیں جانو دل سناؤ، کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤ، سوائے تیرے. یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا، یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا، مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں، مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں۔ یہ مانا غم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا، یہ مانا غم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا، مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤ، کسے غمِ جان و دل سناؤ کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤ، سوائے تیرے مختار مجھے تو اختر سکون دل غر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر، مجھے تو اختر سکون دل غر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر، تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں، تو ان کے دل کے تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں۔ مجھے تو اختر سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر، تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤ، کسے غمِ جان و دل سناؤ کسے میں زخمِ جدھر دکھاؤ، سوائے تیرے۔
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، صدق الله العظيم۔ علماء کرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, you just heard a very beautiful composition of Hazrat Maulana Qimad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, recited very beautifully by our Maulana. It is not just poetry. You must always understand that the kalam of the arifin is not poetry, it is waaz, it is nasihat, it is the burning love of their heart which they try to present in words, in poetry. But it is not possible to get into words that is which is in the hearts of the arifin. Just as Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh says, that when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes into my heart, he says, then the dictionaries of the world, they don't have the vocabulary to explain that, the kayfiyat of that fragrance. How can you explain that? So they try the level best in poetry form, or in their waaz and nasihat. And most of the poetry of our Hazrat Maulana Qimad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says, was at the time of tahajjud. And unlike other poets who have to sit and then scratch one word and put another word in its place and change the sequence and things like that, it was as if a cloud had come over him and it rained. And as it was raining, he was writing. And when it came to an end, it seemed as if the cloud moved away. And that was the end of the poetry. It says most of it, more than 60% of his poetry was after 60 years of age. It was after 60 years of age. And it was most of it was at the time of Tahajjud Salat. He used to just get up from his sleep and he says to start writing. And this is something that I saw with my own eyes on 3 occasions. That he just took out the book from his pocket and he wrote and he gave it to me. He said, read it. Wow. Once was on our flight from Durban to Cape Town. Suddenly he just took out a book from his pocket. He wrote the poetry, Durban Ki Yaad. And then he put it and he gave it to me. He said, Bas Ya Abhi Abhi Warid Waay. So their poetry is nothing but waaz, it is nasihat. Now we have to really discuss what was recited, and in fact I have discussed it in 2 or 3 majlises. So the gist of it is this, in fact the very first stanza there, it says, Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jaun, kise mein zakhm e jaan jigar dikhaun, kise mein dard e dil sunaun. So without, besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no tikana, no matter which way the person turns. We tried everything. People turned the countries of the Muslim countries, if you take it at their level, international level, national level, individual level, whosoever turned to ghairullah, they were disappointed. At the end of the day, they were disappointed. Ghairullah muhtaj of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore he says that, why must I become a slave of those who are already slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Why must I reduce my value by becoming the slaves of those who are slaves of Allah tabaraka? Imagine a person who becomes a slave of a slave. Can a slave give guarantee, or can a slave produce some kind of evidence to get somebody released from jail? Or can a slave assist and help in getting somebody out of his misery? He can't, he's a slave himself. So we make use of the asbab because we are in a world of means. So we must not misunderstand. It's a world of means, so we make use of the asbab, the means. But if we think that these things in themselves have got the power to get us out of our misery and out of our problems and out of our difficulties and trials and hardships and bring sukoon and peace in our lives, then definitely it is not going to. Because the whole world is in search of peace. But the more they are trying to find peace, the more wars, the more restlessness, the more anxieties, the more fear, the more crime. There's nothing but restlessness that is increasing. The more the hospitals, the more the people are getting sick. The increase in hospitals and the increase in technology, or the sophisticated technology that we are now seeing in the field of medicine and other things, should have brought a complete reduction in sicknesses, illness, diseases. In the same way, if you look at wealth, it increased tremendously as far as Muslim lands are concerned. They never ever had wealth as much as they have today. The world is dependent on their oil, but still no peace. So there is something that is missing, and that is that same Rujoo ila Allah. That everybody is searching it in asbab and in material things and in ghairullah. America will come to our assistance. France will come to our assistance. China will come to our assistance. So they gave all their secrets to America, to China, to France, to Europe, and to Britain. They gave all their secrets because they thought that they were their friends. They thought that they were their supporters. They thought that they were the ones who will come to their assistance and help in time of need. But what happened is they took all those secrets and they used the same secrets against them. They used that same knowledge against them. The destruction that took place, how did it take place? First they get all the information. Who gave them their information? So, Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya rab jidhar bhi jaun. If only we can understand that first part of it and make it our hal. It must become our hal. It must not remain qal. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say with regard to Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, whose ashar you hear always in the zikr and other programs, He says, Khaja sahab ki ashar mein bas hal hi hal hai. Usme qal ka naam hi nahi hai. That means whatever he said was hal, it was from the heart. And he himself was living that life. Like we also can learn Hazrat Khaja sahab's poetry and sing it also in very beautiful and melodious voice. The poetry on which Hazrat Mullah Ashraf Ali sahab rahmatullah alayhi said that if I had a million also I would have given it to you. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Now we can also recite this poetry. All desires have left my heart. O Allah, I have emptied my heart. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. There's solitude in there. There's nothing in there now. The only thing that is in there is emptiness. I have emptied it so that you may come into my heart now. That means all the evil desires, evil khaishat, everything. And even the greed and whatever I had, I've emptied my heart of all that. Now Allah come. Now we can also sing that very beautifully. But can we say that it is our hal? Are we like that ship that is sailing in water? Or on the water? It is sailing beautifully. Or are we like the ship where the water has come into the ship? So we can also claim that we are that ship which is sailing in water. But we have to check whether we have become the Titanic which has struck the iceberg and is going to sink on its maiden voyage, or we have become like the Oceano or so many other ships, when the water came in, then they sank. So one is qal. Qal is easy, but to make it our hal. Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab jidhar bhi jaun. That our gaze is focused solely on our Allah. That everything is happening from there. So what is the only sensible way of getting the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? The sensible person, what does he do? He pleases that Allah in whose hands all treasures lie. Because he realizes that he cannot turn to anybody else. If he's going to displease that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and that Allah unleashes his azab and his anger, then nothing can prevent or nothing can protect that person. So this is what we get in their poetry, that they build up a hal in our lives. And hal you can only get from a person who has got hal. The person who doesn't have hal, how can you get hal from him? You can only get qal from him. Hal to usi se milega ke jiske dil ke andar hal ho. And when we will get hal, then it becomes easy to make ibadah, zikr, tilawat. Everything comes right when you get hal, because when you get hal, then you get muhabbat. And muhabbat is that steam that moves the person after that. It will not be like push start kind of thing. All the time there's a force. Every little while the person says, I got tempted and I got carried away. I got attacked by nafs and shaitan and I gave in and I was overpowered. Sometimes accidentally it could happen. But the person who every day says that I experience the same thing, every day I commit sins, every day I make tawbah, every day I commit sins, every day I make tawbah. So that shows that he hasn't got the steam of muhabbat as yet. Because if he had muhabbat, then he's not going to displease that Allah Ta'ala. We should not restrain just because of azab of Jahannam and fire of Jahannam and azab of qabr. That is also, alhamdulillah, if the person restrains himself. But we should think that that Allah who has been so kind to us, so kind to us, so kind to us, that if we have to only ponder over his bounties and ni'mats, which are unlimited upon us, then why should we not have great love and muhabbat for him and do everything for his pleasure? That is what must come. So, siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab jidhar bhi jaun. Whichever direction we go, we'll never find it. I will conclude on that example Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gave, he was the king of examples, where he said that four people, they were traveling and somebody came and gave them some money. And he said that with this money you can buy whatever you want. So now they started having a dispute amongst themselves that what do they want to buy. So one person said, I want grapes. The Arab said, I want enab. And the person from India, he said, I want angur. And the fourth person, he said, that I want istafil, which is a Turkish word for grapes. So now all of them are differing. Somebody wants this, somebody wants that, somebody wants that. That person says, no, no, we must buy grapes. The other one says, no, we must buy enab. The other one says, no, we must buy angur. So one person who understood all four languages, he was passing by, he said, what's the dispute? He says, there is a dispute now. Somebody gave us money, he said, we must buy something. Now he says, must buy grapes. But I don't like grapes, I like enab. That one says, no, but I don't like enab, I like angur. So he said, all right, give me the money. So he took the money, he went away to the bazaar, he bought grapes and came back. So when they looked at the grapes, he said, this is exactly what I wanted. The other person said, this is exactly what I wanted. The third person says, exactly what I wanted. So it was the same thing that all were in search of. So like that, the whole world is in search of nothing but peace, happiness, tranquility, sukoon in the heart. But they are searching for it in different words. Some are thinking that we will find it in wealth, some are thinking we will find it in beautiful faces, some are thinking we will find it in properties, some think we are going to find it in investment, in shares, some are thinking we are going to find it in children, in different things, but they're searching for the same thing, they all want peace. So, siwaye tere koi tikana, if we want that peace, that tranquility, that sukoon, then there is only one, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we get one Allah, then we got everything. It is like a bird that is flying and there are 20 mirrors there. Now when it is flying, then it will appear as if that bird is in this mirror, then it's in that mirror, then it's in that mirror. Now the person who's going to keep trying to catch it in the mirrors, he will catch nothing. He won't even get the feather of that bird. But if that person who is intelligent goes for the bird and he catches it, then he caught all 20 birds that were flying around. So ek Allah ko pakad lo bas khatam, uske baad masla hal hai. Ek Allah agar dil mein aa gaya to sari chidi aa gayi. Phir tamam khaliq kainat khuda taala hai, he is the creator of the universe, he is the creator of peace, he is the creator of happiness, he is the creator of all the ni'mats and bounties. So if you got him in a capsule, you got everything. May Allah ta'ala bless me also and bless you and the entire ummah with sukoon and peace. Otherwise around the world we can see that at present is nothing but chaos, disaster, disorder. Because man himself has become disorderly and his own life has become chaotic. So how can he find sukoon? وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Where is the other one? Long time we didn't read this, let's read it today. Hey, mere data. Put a few fans on slow speed, it's getting hot. Hey, mere data, hey, mere malik, hey, mere maula, hey, mere wali. Hey, mere data, hey, mere malik. Ay mere maula, ay mere wali, shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali, shan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jalali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne
قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ، دید اے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں، دید اے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں، تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں، دیدے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں، تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں، تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں، تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں، بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھلانا خود بھی اگر میں، بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں.
او اللہ, ایون اف آئی وانٹ ٹو فوگیٹ یو, لیٹ یور نیم بی انگریوڈ آن مائی ہارٹ لائک دا انگریونگ آن اے اسٹون. That even if I want to forget you, I can't forget you. You must be in front of me all the time. If shaitan and nafs are tempting me to go towards anything that is haram, immediately I must have the tasawwur, the realization that my Allah is watching. My Allah is hearing. My Allah knows everything. I must not be able to forget you.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا الله اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ مائی موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ We are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh, my beloved Allah, nothing else has kept us here except that we are hopeful of your mercy, your forgiveness, your kindness, your compassion, your generosity. Ya Allah, your kindness knows no limits. Your forgiveness knows no limits. No matter how far we may have gone, no matter how much we may have distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Mubarak Deen, but oh my beloved Allah, you are the only one who is prepared to accept us. There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. Oh my beloved Allah, if you have to reject us, if you have to distance us, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us because of our sins and our indulgences in vices and evils, then my beloved Allah, you tell us which other door is there that we can tap which other home is there that we can beg? Ya Allah, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Ya Allah, tere siwa koi hawara nahi. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum gunegar, hum siyakar, hum badkar, hum mujrim, hum khatakar, hum gande, hum nalayak, hum namak haram. Lekin mere Allah, mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Ya Allah, we will not extend our hands and beg of anyone besides you. All treasures lie with you. And you dearly love those who seek forgiveness for their sins. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We ourselves are fed up, sick and tired of sins in our lives. Ya Allah, day and night we are disobeying you. We use your very bounties for your disobedience. Day and night we use our sight for your disobedience, our hearing for your disobedience, our speech for your disobedience, our hands and feet for your disobedience, our heart and mind for your disobedience. Ha, very Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have asked the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. Ya Allah, he would have drowned us in flood waters. Oh, my beloved Allah, he would have destroyed us with gale force winds. But oh, my beloved Allah, how loving you are. How compassionate and forgiving you are. And in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Ya Allah, there was nothing like darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights. Oh my Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. You are watching that ant. Ya Allah, how can you not be aware of what we have been doing in the darkness of nights? Oh my Allah, you who have given sight to the billions and billions of people that came to this world. And you will give sight to those that are going to come. How can you be without sight? Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make the namazas which have become qaza, to keep the fasts which have become qaza, to pay the zakat which has become due, to undertake hajj if it was farz, to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Ya Allah, if we have trampled upon the rights of people, then give us the tawfiq to seek forgiveness from them and to repay them whatever is due to them. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, we don't wish to return to those sins again. Give us himmat and courage like lions against our nafs. Oh my beloved Allah, we are becoming fox. Ey mere Allah, make us like lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, hame himmat ata farma. Ey Allah, hame himmat ata farma. Ya Allah, hamari madad farma. Ya Allah, give us a strong, powerful iman. Ya Allah, give us a strong and a powerful iman. Ey mere pyare Allah. Ey mere rahim Allah. Ey mere kareem Allah. Because of our sins, we are suffering around the world. Ya Allah, the Muslim Ummah is at its weakest at present. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the Ummah. Ya Allah, the Ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, the Ummah, whatever may be our condition. Ya Allah, whatever our actions and deeds, but we are in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, he dearly loved his Ummah. Ya Allah, he made so much of du'as for sinners like us. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummat is suffering in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Bangladesh, throughout the world the ummat is suffering. Ey mere pyare Allah, we know that it is because of our actions. Lekin mere Allah, don't look at our actions. Look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which was shed for this ummah. Look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which was shed for this ummah. Ya Allah, raham farma. Ya Allah, mujahideen Islam ki madad farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, ab to hamare zindagi mein tabdili le aa. Bring a revolution in our lives. Bring a change in the condition of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, we have made our hearts into garbage bags. We have filled them with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Ey Allah, those hearts which were for your muhabbat and for the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have given our hearts to everything else. If there is no corner in our hearts, there is no corner for your love. Ey Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein, sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, with every beat of my heart, I hear Allah, Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with good health. We are physically ill and spiritually sick. Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. Whether they are amongst us, or they are at the madrasa, or they are at home, or whether they are in the clinics or in the hospitals, wherever they may be. Ya Allah, whoever in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering, Ya Allah, give them complete cure from the sicknesses and ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, protect the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, cure us of all our spiritual and physical diseases. Ey mere pyare Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties. Bless them with plenty full of halal risk. Open the doors of halal risk and sustenance for them. Ya Allah, why should we go towards haram when your treasures of halal are unlimited? Allah, bless us from your halal treasures. Ya Allah, save us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty stricken, Ya Allah, give them wealth with barakat. Oh my beloved Allah, those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, oh my beloved Allah, bring them back onto Surat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, give the parents the tawfiq to give proper bringing to those children. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere Rahim Allah, ey mere Kareem Allah. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. We have to present ourselves before you. There is no escape from death, and we don't know when death will strike, when death will strike, where the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or a gambling den or watching some filth on the internet or the television screen, or reading some filthy magazine, or a bottle of wine in our hands, or popping drugs into our mouths, or engaging in adultery or fornication. Ya Allah, give us the realization that the angel of death will give no warning. Ah, my beloved Allah, what suffering, what humiliation, what disgrace comes upon the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when somebody dies at a prostitute quarters. Mere Allah, protect us. Ey mere Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's ummat. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the ummah. Ay Allah, assist and help the ummah. Ay Allah, assist and help the ummah. Ay Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rose of Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With us salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Ay Allah, humari ruh jumti hui tere paas aaja. Ay Allah, humari ruh jumti hui tere paas aaja. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqar. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, ya Allah, let it be the state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe, sabko qubool farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqa, mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Darul ulum, masajid, madaris, makatib ki mehnat qubool farma. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Give the workers of deen ikhlas. Ya Allah, ikhlas ki dawlat se hume mala wal farma. Ya Allah, ہماری زندگی کا حال بدل دے اللہ زندگی کا حال بدل دے اب تو ہمارا بن جا اب اپنا بنا لا اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری او اللہ if you become ours then everything will be ours become ours and make us yours یا اللہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us especially in حجت الوداع how much he cried for us یا اللہ all the duas that نبی علیہ السلام made for the ummah bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us our parents with that goodness wives and children with that goodness the entire ummah with that goodness And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah is suffering all around. Allah, whatever we have begged, bless us with that. And what we haven't been able to ask, bless us with all the goodness. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires that are in the hearts of all those who have raised their hands amongst us. Ya Allah, you are aware of all the good desires that are in their hearts. Fulfill all the good desires. Unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. Amen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب